start another one. We I wanted to talk about the last little statement, the last two statements Tosfos makes that I was baptized on the little fish down in the month of the days. Tosfos says, even though Yayush, according to Ula, is not Koda, after Zela, when it comes to Zela, first you do a Kinyan Mashiach, you steal the object, then you do Yayush. This is Eino Koda, yet somehow, Mashiach, then you steal the object, and then Mabal the Yayush, and somehow it's a Shinoi Rishus, well, all of a sudden, you are Koda. And if Yesh is absolutely worthless, so what did the Shinoi Rishos do? How does it operate? How does it work together? Sorry, not Shinoi Rishos. I meant the Shinoi Hashem. Sorry? The Shinoi Hashem somehow triggered the Kinyan. Shinoi Hashem alone wouldn't do it. In other words, you know, what? There's no Yesh, and I just steal your object, and I do a Shinoi Hashem. I cannot be Makhdashit, or I cannot do any other Shinoi Hashem to make it mine. Yet somehow the combination of Yayush plus Shinoi Hashem together, somehow the two independent values, although none of them work alone, somehow work together. And the question is obviously going to be, well, what changes, how does that happen? What's going on over here? And what is lacking about Yayush that somehow Shinoi Hashem somehow replaces? What is lacking about Yayush? We had two major mahalchim, we had the Machadat Brian and the Sos. It depends upon what Yayush is, Rashi and Tosfos, maybe not, the whole crisscross, etc., etc. According to the Sos, what are we lacking? Why does Yayush not work? The answer is because it's Yusura, Asi, Yadev, and therefore Yayush is not Shai. The Machanah Friday had a little bit of a different approach, which was because it's Yisura Asli Liyadeh, Ein Tad Chiddush Shel Hefker slash Yayush. And slash is because it takes into account the fact that the Machanah Friday holds up Rashi and Tosfos. Let's take a look at what Shinoi Hashem is. Now, the truth is, Shinoi Hashem is a little bit tough. I was not able to put together really people who talk that much about it. There's Rebbe Chanan that talks about the end of Bava Kamma. Oh, here's a different example. A different sugya that really, I think, helps a little bit, and we'll have to kind of reapply the idea. More helpful, less relevant, more helpful. The Gemara is talking about the Avankari case. The Rukuna gave advice to the Avankari. He said, when you go get, you know, when you go get a lula from the guy, what's his advice? What did he tell him to do? Have the guy cut it. Why? Because this way you won't be a mitzvah about there. The Gemara actually said that was the Gemara said, is that really the case? It's not really true. It's not really correct. Ultimately, you know, it's only if they, even if Avandri cuts it, gives it to the Jews, so there's going to be Zela, there's going to be Yayush, and there's going to be Shinoi Rishus, and that's good enough. However, it's talking about when you, it's talking about the Avandri Lulav himself. If Avandri cuts it himself, then there'd be no Shinoi Rishus, and there'd be a problem. Which means really would be a problem. There are other types of Shinoi besides Shinoi Rishus. There are actually three types of Shinoi. Shinoi Rishus is one, Shinoi Maisa is two, and Shinoi Hashem is the third. The Gemara says, well, maybe you can do a Shinoi Maisa at the end of the day. When you do Eged, that's a Shinoi Maisa. The Gemara says, well, maybe that, you know, there's no need for Eged. It's really machlokas if you need Eged or not. That's the machlokas in the Gemara over here, and therefore, you know, even if you may not need agad, and even if you do need agad, it's lomer the lulav tzarach agad. It's still the shinoi hachozer lebriyah. So in shinoi that is chozer lebriyah, so it's not nichshav a shinoi. It was okay, fine. What about a shinoi Hashem? No, a shinoi Hashem is not really a good example either, because it's not a full shinoi of the Hashem. People still call it Asa, even before and after, it's not a real good Shinoi Hashem. However, any one of these three Shinoiim would work. What I'd like to do is look at Shinoi Rishus for a few minutes, because I think it's a very helpful discussion that takes place in the Rishonim, and according to the understanding of the Rishonim, that will give us a few ideas about how Shinoiim work and how they may hatch up whatever's lacking in Yayush, we're not going to frighten him. When he's lacking in special chiddush of the Torah and the Kitzos, so what he's lacking is, you know, that the Yayush shouldn't work for Prophet, only works in the context of Rishos Levino. Shinai Rishos does work. However, there's a machlokas we've shown him. Tosfos and versus the Rambam, maybe even the Rambam as well. The Rambam is not so clear which element of the Rambam he disagrees with. But yeah, hopefully it's messed up. You know, which is an easy thing to say, difficult to figure out exactly what he doesn't like about it. But there is a machlokas we've shown him that in the order. Meaning, everyone agrees that Mashiach plus Yayush and then a Shinoi Rishos is Kone. However, what happens if the order is reversed? Let's say if it's a Shinoi Rishos and then Yayush. Well, what would the halacha be in such a case? What's the answer? What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says it's Kone. And Tosfos, if I'm not mistaken, the Rush as well. Maybe the Ravid, it's unclear what the Ravid is talking about, says, Eino, Kone. You got the case? If let's say I walk over a stall and I see a little notebook over here. The stall is the Yayish and I give it to Shif. The halacha is that belongs to Shif because it was Yayush and a Shinoi Rishos. However, let's say I did a Shinoi Rishos before the Yayush. If I steal a notebook, I give it to Yaakov Shif immediately. So, what's the halacha? Machlokas Rishon, according to the Rambam, doesn't make a difference. What's the Rambam? Lush, remember the Rambam in Hilchos Gnei Beperek Gimel. Right, Kai Halacha Gimel, Hilchos Gnei. Remember the Rambam here? Wait, when we first good revise the Rambam? Hilchos Gnei Beperek Kai Halacha Gimel. What's the bit? Exactly. It doesn't matter what comes first and what comes second. Whether the Yeish is first or the Shina is first. At the end of the day, you're Kohen. According to Tosfos, it's not true. The order makes a difference. Let's look at this machlokes about Shinoi Rishos for a moment and see if we can figure out what the Shinoi does to somehow create a kinyan. Again, Shinoi Rishos alone without Yesh, or Shinoi or Yesh without Shinoi Rishos would not work. Somehow two of them together work. What is this problem? Why would it work? What difference? Again, not Shinoi Hashem, we'll get back to that. But using Shinoi as Rishos as a model, maybe we could use it to reapply it over to Shinoi Hashem. What changes with the Shinoi and Rishos? When I give it to Shif, whether it's before the Yayish or after the Yayish, or maybe only after the Yayish, why are things different now? Why is that a good kid? Yes, Shal Yaakov?
Is it possible that the whole thing from the Gemara is referring to somebody there? Not to actually see those. I think the one reading of the Gemara is rather that only in somebody there.
I hope it's that
much. In which case it would be like what we're discussing. It's that the Gemara will be that that's the custom or rather it's not what you do yourself. And therefore the whole time is only applied to that one specific area.
Okay. I'm open to the possibility, but it's not the simple chance. No, it's not that test over here. Tosfos in Baba Basra, so it seems to indicate that maybe there's a mitzvah there. So I want to know over here whether or not there's a kinyan. You know what you want to say?
You're talking about, like, you give the audience some out and you're taking it. From the fact that you're able to give it some out, maybe retroactively, at least that audience, that audience was for years. From the fact that you're able to give it some
out, I'm not physically able.
Yeah, but from the fact that you're physically able, maybe retroactively, it's sort of that, you know, were theoretically, lawfully able to hear it. You're over and I gave it, it was here, so you never actually.
Well, sure, it should be the potential to give it away, not just the actual giving it away.
I mean, yeah, maybe.
But that's not true. That's not true. In other words, if you're a Yayish, but that is true. It's the Shinoi Rishos
that it
shows it more.
So the fact that you give it over to the lady who wanted to hear it, and therefore, theoretically, you should say it was the trans for that.
I'm going to take that. It's not a crazy discussion. I'm going to make it a little bit like a little bit better. At the end of the day, you still like using what I said, we understand the possibility. And it's not that difficult. You know, we'll try to go over it. This is my sharpest appreciation. Let's take a step back. This question probably depends upon what issue? How Shinoi Rishus changes something about Yeish may depend upon the Shabbat on the coast. But why? Because depending on how it operates, depending on the mechanism, will lead you to the conclusions of whether it operates. Doesn't make a difference which one comes first, like the Rambam said, first it makes it fundamental. In other words, if I want to, let's put it this way, who makes more sense, the Rambam or, let's say, the other Rishon, the Tosfos, we call it, who makes more sense? Should it make a difference or should it not make a difference? The Seder has one. Does it always work or does it only work when? The Shinoi comes to that after. What makes more sense the first glance for both? What would you say on your own? Yeah? So the Shina comes after. You like Tosfos more. Okay, why?
Because the Shina is more about it.
Because somehow the Shina does what? Say it again, what?
It builds off the.
Yeah, maybe. Before the spark for Tosfos to figure out how is that, the Shina somehow changes the yesh. Then I think actually the bigger finish, I would have thought the simple term shot, and we'll get that to the suggestion, I think you're right. What does that say about the Rambam, by the way, which I think is the simple term shot? It doesn't matter. We don't, in other words, nothing's changing anything, rather what? Correct. It's a combination. Now, it's according to the Rambam, it's a combination of Shinoi, Rishus in our case, plus Yeyush, if you add up one and one, you get two. You need a criteria of two. And somehow, it's Yeyush plus Shinoi, they are two different things. Shnei, Dvarim, Nifrakim, they're two different things. However, Biyachad, together, they create enough of a halachic push to create a case. There's enough halachic mechanisms over here, mechanical work going on that they're between. Yeish alone is not a kid. Right? Yeish Efti Mashiach alone is not a kid. Shinoi Yehud Mashiach alone is not a kid. They're each 50% kinyon. Neither one is suffice. Each one is insuffice. It's only sufficient. Is suffice word sufficient? Each one is insuffice. It's only sufficient. It's only sufficient when what? You have to put it together. That's the Rambam. Post saying, it's a sharper idea that we care about the order. Right? According to Rambam, we don't care about the order. If this one first, that one first, as long as at the end of the day you have them both, that's all we care about. According to Tosfos, by virtue of the fact that the order counts, it's not just a combination of both, but rather what? Exactly, the build of each other. Somehow the Shinoi Rishus changes the Yesh. That's what I said.
Once
it's Yesh, then you do Shinoi Rishus. Or once it's Yesh, well, no, you can do Shinoi Rishus. Once it's Yesh, the Shinoi Rishus has meaning. Okay. Why would that? What's the spark for that?
Going back to logic beforehand, is that without, if you don't have Yesh, maybe, like, the Shiva, for example, the Shiva, 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 the if the item is still connected to the bottom, then if you change it to, you have to have the first bottom and you give up on it.
Why? Why not say the Shinoi Rishus pulls it a little bit out, and the Yeish pulls a little bit out, and together they pull it enough out, like the round?
Because if you remember that Yeish doesn't boil by itself, then Shinoi can take on for the Yeish.
Why not?
Because then it's like, what difference does it make whether or not you have Shinoi Rishus if
because Shinoi Rishus pulls it a little bit out of the bow, Yesh pulls a little bit more out of the bow, and together they pull it enough out of the bow. There's a sufficient amount.
They're the same thing, therefore you shouldn't each require one or the other on both.
I'm going to say a little bit different. I think I'll be a little sharper. I hope you like it. It's not original. I saw it quoted in others have said it as well, but not to like what Salvation, so we'll. Salvation says, found in the Lama, the Confucian Torah, the Shiva, the Shiva, the that It could be, if you would only do Yeish, why doesn't Yeish work? It's Yisur Asi Liyad, that's what the Gemara had written, that Yeish one doesn't work, it's Yisur Asi Liyad. We had two explanations, Matt and a friend, it tells how that worked, it's Yisur Asi Liyad. You know what Shinei Rishon does? Look how sharp Shinei Rishon, you know what Shinei Rishon does? It's okay, Asi Liyad. In other words, really, when I stole a notebook, I kind of got the notebook. It should have worked. Yeah, should work. If it'd be a beta, it would have worked. It doesn't work because somehow Isur Asiliyade prevents me from getting it. I'm not sure exactly which way. We'll get back to that in a minute. Maybe what occurs over here is what? When I give it to another person, after I take it from Saul, I give it to Yaakov Schiff. Yaakov Schiff has it. There's Yeish. And is there Isur Asiliyade? No, he did a totally legitimate purchase. He bought it from me. He didn't know if he had a gazer in the situation. Maybe from a gazer before Simon, maybe different, who knows why. But as long as he had Hera Asiliyade, Shinoi Rishon could work. If that's the case, you can fully understand Tosfos Hashita, which is that the Yeish has to come first. Many Achron learned Tosfos this way. I even thought a little bit, you notice Tosfos is Lashon. And that Lam, we have a fascinating Lashon over here. This is the first word, the first five words through Master Makarke and Migdel, Kilomar, Eina Kinuya Lagazlan Bishum Yeish. Doesn't know Yeish at all works. What's funny about the Lashon of Bishum Yeish doesn't work? How many types of Yeish are there? Are there a lot? There's no way, in other words, when it comes to Karka and Igdel, Karka is not Igdel, any type of Yeish doesn't work. What does it mean, any type of Yeish? How many Yeish are there if I steal your land? Karka is an Igdel, even if you're Yeish, with all the models of Yeish. How many Yeish are there? The only way I can imagine is this. One type of Yeish is the Yeish of the Shina Rishas. One is the Yeish of the Shina Maisa. One is the Yeish of the Shina Hashem. But it doesn't say Yeish with any type of Shinoi. You want to know why? Because these Shinoyim are not independent mechanisms. Rather, what? They're ways of changing the Yeish. So one is the Yeish of the Shina Rishas, one is the Yeish of the Maisa, Shina Hashem. But the point is that, according to Tosfos, the Shinoi Rishas impacts the Yeish. In other words, the Yeush can't work on the Yisur Asiliyade. What is the Tehera Asiliyade, i.e. the Shinoi Rishus? All of a sudden, the Yeush now retroactively kicks in. Or in other words, we may have a machlokus over here that revolves around how Shinoi Rishus works. Does Shinoi Rishus add on to the Kinyan? Or does it remove the obstacle that prevented the Kinyan beforehand? Does it just add on to the Yeish, or does it remove the fact that Isur Asiliyade was clogging and blocking the Yeish we were working with before? We remove the blockage, and then we're going to give it like a lamashal, you have like a, you know, a dam. Do you remove the dam or just pile on more water? Either way, you're going to get through, but conceptually, there's two different ways of going over here. This is how many Achron by Salvation concluded. This time of salvation, explain this math well, guess the Rambam versus Tosfos, maybe you can write it as well. This is an fascinating book called Kobe Hakira, it's a fat black book. You ever seen it? It's a guy from Merkaz Harav made a big list of a whole bunch of Hakiras, and he wrote all the Achronim who discussed it. Tremendous resource, very helpful. Let's just say a person like myself. Ooh, it's familiar a little bit with Shinei Rishus, but not enough that he remembered the Machlokes that crossed the Rambam the last time he learned the third paragraph. It's no memory of this Machlokes. Came across the path, they forgot it. So this is very helpful for me to go write the Shinei Rishus and see this Machlokes and A, that's how I was familiar with the Machlokes, and B, he gives the same type of love, and he quotes other Rambam as well. But the Machlokes is, what does Shinei Rishus do? Is it essentially an additional opinion? Or does it remove the problem that Yeish would have? I thought this was a fascinating kakir, and I wondered if somehow you could reapply it to Shinoi Hashem and to see how that solves the problem as well. That enables to continue that Yeish alone does not enable. In other words, Yeish plus Shinoi Hashem does it. I know Shinoi Hashem is not the same as Shinoi Rishon. Shinoi Rishon is even better. But maybe one can somehow carry this idea over as well. How could you do that? Jim, what do you want to say?
Because
he believes that the Shinoi Rishus is not just a way of saying, it's not a removing of the blockage. It's not just a way of saying, hey, don't worry about, you know, Isur Asliya that. But rather, there's a bona fide kinyan that didn't exist before. There are two parts to the kinyan. Who cares which one you do first? The goal is to add on more water to break the dam. You need more water first with the original water. Who cares? As long as there's enough water to pound through the dam. In other words, Yeush is not a, it is a fight for a kinyan. Shinoi Hashem is a fight for a kinyan. However, the combination of the two together suffices, is sufficient for the kinyan. That's the sheet of the Rambam. According to Tosfos, it's not the Shinoi Rishus that makes the kinyan, but rather it's how the Shinoi Rishus strengthens the already existent Yesh. Could that carry over to Shinoi Hashem? Right? People have questions, attacks, so they want to carry it over. Attack. What? Well, good question. I think the answer is that if I steal from Stoll over here, and I get a notebook now for Yisur Asur Yadet, and let's just say you're saying if I give it over to.
The way it works is Stoll, I can steal it anywhere. Him that stole it, and why does it matter when you have it as long as it happens?
Fair point.
That's how the machinery just works. Really, that works now in a different way. That's another reason why it happens.
Meaning, if I was going to go with the shit first, and then the Yesh would occur, I think it's still Isur Asur Yadet the shit for sure.
Why?
Because as long as it's still stolen goods, I think it's still considered Isur.
But Yesh doesn't work either.
You're saying, why should that be the case?
I don't know. Yesh doesn't work by itself.
Yesh doesn't work by itself. The question is, why does she need to add on? Suggesting one of the reasons why. One is because Yeush alone doesn't work because it's an interface kinyan, it's quasi kinyan oriented, but together with Shinoi it does work. Alternatively, I'm suggesting, this is about the one that the Shinoi is attacking the postal shop, is that essentially Yeush should work as long as I have it, it's through us and the other because I stole it. Once I can give it to somebody else to make it a Tera Filiyadet, it's okay. Now, if I steal it and give it to Shif, it's still Isur Asur Yadet because it's still stolen goods. Or I'll say it differently, there's still a Chiyuv Chazar back to you. As long as you are not Miyayish it, there's still a Chiyuv Chazar back to you. That's what Yeush really does. Yeush means there's a Chiyuv to give it to you. So if I take it and give it to Shif, even to a third person, as long as you're not Miyayish, Lechor, it has to go back to you. If that's the case, I understand very well why the Yeush has to be before the Shinoi Rishus. It could even be I would take it and give it to Shif, and then only then you'd be the Yayashit, and then he'd have to give it to another person. The point is, you need a Yayash before a Shinoi Rishus, because a Shinoi Rishus means that Shinoi Rishus, what it does is that the Yayash should have relinquished, you know, your jurisdiction over it, your ownership over it. However, there's a technical comment, Isur Asur Liyadeh, and therefore only once it goes to another person afterwards, it's no longer Isur Asur Liyadeh.
How does it no longer
serve the
other
day? How long is it?
Why
when there's it? You got that question somewhere? What?
No.
The answer is that when it comes to when I'm holding something from you,
yeah.
It's now in. When I steal something from you,
okay.
So essentially I have it. However, the cause of an amiyayish is the chiyuv chazar. All of a sudden, you do yayish, and that doesn't work over here because it's a case of isur asur liyadeh because I stole it from you. Yayish allows, you know, once you relinquish rights consciously with desire, with will, etc., etc.
Yeah.
Over here, so therefore, once you've done that, now the thing is ready to be koned, however, it's still Yisur HaSel Yadin. I put it in someone else's hand, now his hand is no longer Yisur HaSel Yadin.
I'm still going
for If I steal from you and I give it to let if I step to the store and I give it to Shif, and Shif has Shinra Shus first, because it's possibly the to go into his hand, it's still a stolen object. I mean, he's doing that there by doing it, but still,
it's
still.
Makes it no longer stolen
object. Yeush means there's no longer Chiyav Chazara to you. There's no longer Chiyav Hishim Bakhtayv. There's no longer Chiyav Hishim Bakhtayv. Once that occurs, then you can give it to somebody else.
But Shinra has shame.
Oh, hold on. Okay, good. Good.
So now
we're
going to
find. That's by Shinra Shus. That's by Shinra Shus. Quickly, yeah.
Because it's still after the other, right?
When? Before Yeush or after Yeush?
After
Yeush. As long as I'm holding on to, as long as the original God is still holding on to, it's the Lesser Yeush or the other.
But why does Shinra Shus not get rid of the other with the Yeush? When there's Yeush, you can get rid of the other by doing Shinra Shus. But when there's no Yeush, you can't get rid of the other.
Because there's still a field patient, as I can say.
That's not why.
What?
Always
considered Yisur HaSel Yadin because it's a chiyuv of Hishim like Zela. Once there's Yeush, no longer a problem of Hishim like Zela, fundamentally I should be able to keep it. If it had been a Veda, I'd be able to keep it. However, since it was Yisur HaSel Yadin, I got to pass it on to somebody else. So I'll say it differently. There are two problems. Number one is that technically it got in my hands Yisur HaSel Yadin or someone else Yisur HaSel Yadin. And number two is there's no Yeush. You need Yeush, and you need it to be done away with any Surah of the other. Now that can only take place after Yeush when there's no longer a Chiyav of a Hashem, because then there's no longer a Chiyav of a Hashem at
that day. That's not why Surah of the other.
That's why Yeush doesn't disconnect the object completely from the Baal.
When you connect
that,
it's still being done the other. In both cases, either in both cases, it's still being done.
Sure,
does
not change.
I don't know. I thought I answered the question. I'm not sure, but I think I did. Who can link this thing up potentially back? In other words, maybe even suggest this. This machlok by Shinoi Rishus may even apply to other things we'll say by Shinoi Meister and Shinoi Hashem. Maybe Shinoi Meister is different from Shinoi Hashem, but at least arguably it could be the same. Now, I'm not giving it from my Rishus to Shiv's Rishus. It's no longer Shinoi Rishus in that sense. But how could Shinoi Meister somehow supplement the Shinoi Rishus? It's not in Yisur HaSel Yadin, not because it's no longer in my Rishus, but rather because it's no longer the same mice. Or it could be just like the Shinoi Rishus. That would be according to Tosfos. Or it could be according to the Shinoi Rishus combined with the Yeush, like the Shinoi Meister combined with the Yeush. One may even argue that's even true. In other words, just like the Machlokes, but they put the Rambam and Tosfos over here, maybe that would even carry the Shinoi Meister. The Rambam would teach Yeush plus the Shinoi. The Shinoi Rishus is one Shinoi, Shinoi Meister another Shinoi, Shinoi Rishus is a third Shinoi. That'd be the Rambam. According to Tosfos, somehow the Shinoi has to make the Yeush a pair of Yadda. So if I give it to another person, that's, in other words, if I make the attribute to somebody else, that's considered a Shinoi Rishus, and therefore it's a pair of Yadda of Shif, no longer is Yisur HaSel Yadin. Maybe what could happen is Shinoi Meister doesn't change the jurisdiction, the owner, the guy holding the object, but what does it change? The object itself. And therefore, Shinoi Meister make a lot of sense that it changes the object. And he can't tell me that this notebook or this marker was Yisur HaSel Yadin, not because I gave it a Hatera HaSel Yadin to Shif, like the case of Shinoi Rishus, but because it's a different chepta. Somehow, the Shinoi Meister changes the nature of the chepta. That may even be true by Shinoi Hashem as well. That Shinoi Hashem, the object is defined by how people look at it and what they address it and what they call it, even though fundamentally it's in the same Rishus, and fundamentally there's no Shinoi Meister, the same Chepta. Since people call it something different, it could be Halakha recognizes the new title people give it, which in turn is almost as if to say it's not the same chatzah, I spoke a different chatzah, no longer the problem is Surah Asaliyah. Therefore, we can understand, let's say, Tosfos, there's line of Tosfos at the end, one of two ways. Either that Shino Hashem is then Kinyan, you know, stop, it's an extra Kinyan, together makes it work, which is based upon the lines that of the Rambam Limud HaTalmid explains it. Alternatively, it is Mishaneh et HaYeyosh, the original Yeyosh, which is the way Tosfos and Nablam, if you go to the Talmid, explains it. L'chora, either of those two options would work for Tosfos, theoretically. But I'd like to even take it one step more in the lines of question. It could even be these two Mahalchim, the one based upon the Rambam, the one based upon Tosfos, may even link up to the Tosfos and the Mount Nephrite. Tosfos,
where
the Rambam is Neva, a Yimel, that Lam of it. At the bottom over here. Our Tosfos at the bottom says that Shino Hashem Taka does work in addition to the age. How might this link up? Yeah, Kenton, do you want to say? It would make a lot of sense to try to link the Rambam this way and Tosfos this way. It would make a lot of sense that according to the Rambam, who believes fundamentally, and maybe this is Tosfos, the Machan Ephraim runs it, that fundamentally Yeyosh is a Kenyan. Yeyosh is Hefker, and that creates a type of Kenyan. It's not enough of a Kenyan if it's a Surah Asaliyah, that the Torah was not Machadish, you can do Hefker over there. However, if it's along the lines of Hefker, it makes a lot more sense that you take this Hefkinian and you put it with this Hefkinian and you get it. And by the way, if I'm not mistaken, the Machan Ephraim even claims that the Rambam agrees with Rashi, Lishitoso, that Yeyosh is Hefker. To me, it makes a lot of sense to argue that if Yeyosh is Hefker, the Torah says sometimes we let you have the right to do Hefker, sometimes you don't. The Torah was mechadish in the case of Yeyosh, you may have to do it. If it's Surah Asaliyah day, you might not have that koach. You have some koach over the object, you have some koach, in other words, not enough that it's under your, because it's not under your jurisdiction, because it's not under your rishus, because it's not in your rishus, it's not in your possession, it's not physically by you. You have a little bit less koach to be machir. However, with the Shinoi, together that raises the koach again. You can add the two kinyonim together. Essentially, we're suggesting that if your mach is coming out of the Duke have a koach mach, we take what's on that koach, we add it on because the Shinoi, and therefore the Hefker does work. You can combine kind of two Shinois together, which work out nicely because the Rami Bukhar goes with Shikasa. Being that this is more of a kinyon thing, you're adding on two kinyon. Along the lines of the Kitsos, and those who work out with Shikasa, according to the Kitsos, we understand the way we like the Tosfos. Again, I want to keep a bullet path with them. Macha Fakar was talking in Tosfos, so it's a good chance not to true. But according to this Kitsos, now, essentially we're suggesting that you have a Yesh and a Rekut and a Rishos Lekicha, you have no right to take it. I mean, everything worked. There was a Mashiach and there was a Yesh, but Yesh here doesn't work at all because it's Yisura Asiliyad. But once you do a Shinoi, Rishos, a Shinoi Mais, a Shinoi Hashem, it could be it supplements the Hetera Asiliyadeh, and what works out nicely, the two possibilities of what we're suggesting the Shinoi does, links up conceptually with the two possibilities of what Yeyosh was lacking. According to Machan Ephraim, Yeyosh was just not enough. You don't, Yeyosh doesn't work as Hefker, you can't do it. You can't be miyayish it because you don't have enough jurisdiction over it. However, if you further take it out of your ship, if you further do it, you can add those two things together. And they create enough to be called. Masha'en came, according to the Kitsos, Yesh shouldn't work at all because it's Isur Asur Yadeh. However, you put it in someone else's Rishos, it becomes a Teir Asur Yadeh. Conceptually, I think it links up. I think it also makes sense that the Rambam would work out Lishitaso, Tosfos would also work out Lishitaso, and possibly that can be two explanations. Maybe how the Kitzos and how the Machane Ephraim would understand why, according to Tosfos on Daf Tes, even though Yesh, after the Zeila doesn't work, Yesh with the Shinoi does. Kids, did you hear it?
Yeah.
You see the conceptual link. Yeah. Shit, how'd you know this? What? Alright, I'll say it again. Shu, how'd you do with this? Cool. Shal Yaakov, how'd you do with this? The idea that I was suggesting for the Tosis, the reason why Yeyosh doesn't work after Gizela is because Yeyosh has no functioning ability because it's Yisur HaSaliyadeh. Yeyosh only works when it's Heter HaSaliyadeh. That's what Yeyosh is all about. But all you have to do over here is add in Heter HaSaliyadeh, and that's exactly the goal of the Shinuyim, either to give it to a new Rishus or to change the Chetzah to make it like it's transform the Chetzah to make it like a new Chetzah in the Rishus. We're supplementing Heter HaSaliyadeh, which is exactly what we need according to Kitzos, because we're lacking that element. Mashaking, according to the Machane Ephraim, what we're doing is we have some type of method, it's just not enough. And according to Kitzos, Yesh doesn't work at all here, it's being blocked by the fact that Yisur HaSaliyadeh. According to the Machane Ephraim, you are not able to, meaning if you are Miyayish, if let's just, if you are Miyayish this Chetzah, what? According to the well, I can't believe it. According to the Machane Ephraim, a second. Basically, what I'm saying is maybe you're right about that. Maybe, I'm not sure which is correct. The Machane Ephraim will probably go either way. I'm open to that. I stand corrected. So it's according to the Machane Ephraim, it's probably true, you can probably go either way. According to the Machane Ephraim, the Torah was never machadish over here that Yeyosh works. So it could be, when you remove the Yisur HaSaliyadeh, the Torah was machadish it, and that would be the same along the lines of Tosfos, just for the Machane Ephraim. Alternatively, one could suggest the Machane Ephraim, that when you're mafker things, there's, in other words, the way I want it to go, I think it can be both ways. If I have this object, again. If I have this object, so because it's A, mine, and B in my Rishus, I can be mafker, I have that Torah. Once it's no longer my Rishus, it's not mine enough that my hefker counts. Now, what does that hefker do? Is it zero? Is it worthless? Or is it something just not enough to enter into the Rishus of Hefker? In other words, because it's out of my Rishus, if I want to be master of Shua's clothing, I have no right to master his clothing, I have no bilis on. If I own my phone and it's in my jurisdiction, I have full right to be master. Let's say it's mine, but not in my Rishus. So according to the Machane Ephraim, the Hefker doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Option one, because I have no koach over it at all. Or option two is, the hefker has some meaning, but not enough to send it fully into hefker. Or it might be miyash, it doesn't have enough to fully send it into hefker. If that's the case, and there's like a half thing, it's like something existed, but not enough to send it into the way, potentially a reshus could be added onto it. According to Machane Ephraim, I could see, you know, again, I'm not sure it has to link up, but according to the Machane Ephraim, I could see more of a reason to say that Yesh is a quasi type of mechanism you add on a shino and it works in combination, Mashenk is a source where it has to be a blockage type of thing. Well, again, I cannot be mapped something that is not, that is, I cannot be mapped to my own things that are not meritorious. Now, I can imagine that for one of two reasons. I can imagine that because if I try to be mafker something, one could argue I've done absolutely zero, and therefore there's no, therefore halachically nothing changes. Or one could argue, even though halachically nothing changes, I did some type of action, just not enough to get it out of my rishon. Well, the yayush is the chiddush of the Torah.
And hefter is?
Hefter, maybe a svara. I don't know. I don't know what this word for hefter is. Well, it could even be, maybe depend upon the Rashi and Tosaf, and there's some difference from Rashi and Tosaf and Machaneh Ephraim as to whether we're reusing hefter creating a brand new idea. Meaning, if we're reapplying hefter, then, well, meaning, what Machaneh Ephraim, how do you learn the Machlokas with Rashi and Tosaf? I'll summarize this in a second, I think. Let's see the solution. How does Machaneh Ephraim learn the Machlokas with Rashi and Tosaf? According to Tosfos, it's not hefter. Tosfos had something from scratch. Well, according to Rashi, the Torah kind of took hefter and extended it to a new situation. And according to that, and that's why we pointed out, Eino hefter gomer, according to Tosfos, is more hefter like according to the Machaneh Ephraim than according to Tosfos, certainly. Well, the point is, if it's a classic hefker, just the Torah was mechadish, if the Torah is mechadish, a brand new chiddush from zero, well, then if the Torah is not mechadish, there's probably zero. But if the Torah is extending an already existing principle, then there's more room to suggest that if you don't do it exactly, there is some halachic weight to it, just not enough to extend it fully into hefker. I'm not sure that's true. Again, hefker is a svara with it. Watch. If I have an object in my rishon, if A it's mine, B it's in my rishon, I have the right to map it.
No.
Once it's no longer my rishon, but it's still mine. The reason why I have to map it is because I have both criteria of violent meaning. Now, if I only have one of them, can I be map it? The answer is no, but if I try to, is it zero or is it, there's some halachic, well,
zero.
Maybe not, maybe it's just 50%, but it's viewed as zero because you need 100%. The question is, where's it coming from? It's coming from a svar that if you have full rights over your ownership, you can, if it's my object, I can just, when you have things, you can do whatever you want with it, or many things you want with it. When you own less of it, it could be you have full restriction, or it could be there's a quasi-restriction. Point is, well, I'm not sure, there may be other napkin meanings to it, I have to think about it more, but one of the napkin meanings would be if you combine it with a different kinyon, if you combine it with a shinoi, well, together that would work. Meaning, correct, a couple of things like that. According to the Rambam, if I steal something from David Stoll, and he's the Yayish doesn't work, but the kinyon does work. According to this svara of the Salvechik in the Rambam, you gotta have to combine the two together. So Yayish has to have some koach on its own. What koach on its own does it have? The answer is it's some type of quasi kinyan. So 50% or 75%, I don't know what the number is. But that's what's now again. Is that what the Machaneh Ephraim says? I'm not sure. The Machaneh Ephraim can go either way, but it's nice that the Rambam who has this hefker where it goes this way because it's more matif to this particular mahal. I think so. Unless the Ketos believes it's a Rishos Lekicha, and the Rambam, I'm not sure what that is. I think that one. I'm not sure. So at the end of them, just kind of summarize what just took place. Again, what I'm suggesting is, what does the Shinoi do? It does one of two things. Either it removes the blockage on Yayush, and therefore it reiterates three strands of the Yayush, or alternatively, what does it do? It adds on. Does that link up to the Machaneh Ephraim and the Ketos? One doesn't have to link it up. However, I thought the Ketos working along the lines of there is a Yayush, but it can't function over here because it's being blocked by Yisur HaSiliyadeh makes a lot of sense for Ketos. The Rambam, I think, will have to learn like the Machaneh Ephraim, although the Machaneh Ephraim might not have to learn like the Rambam. The Rambam's going to say they're kind of being added together. That doesn't make any sense with this Ketos version of things, and there's a lot. or that there is a Yesh that's being blocked. Rather, it's by adding zero. Rather, the Yesh does something just to suffice. When you add out a Kenyan more to it, when you add out Yesh more, when you add out Shinoi more to the Yesh, together they create enough. That makes a lot more sense if Hefker, if Yesh is a Hefker, it's like a quasi Kenyan, or it's a Kenyan, just not enough in this particular case to send it all the way to Hefker. It does something when it's combined with Shinoi, it does enough. How do people do with that? Oh, Alan, you hear me? You follow that? Good. You get it? All right. I wanna get to that test tomorrow, and I want people to have a meeting now. So I'm gonna put people on hold over here. We'll try to. Lastly, the Gemara forbids Tosfos that they have one at the last stage of Tosfos is the balance. Tosfos then says the Afal Gav, three lessons about it. The Afal Gav, the Gavi Karban Nami Ikoshinu Hashem. At the end of the day, if you remember there's a seer between Ula and Ula. One time it was said in Yehosh, Kavi is Kona, and one time it was said in Yehosh, Kavi was Eino, Kona. So he said, what's the remaining time out of whole Mahalo clip? The reason why it was Eino, Kona was because Mitzvah, Baba, Bela. So he said, it really is Kona. So he said, no, it's usually Eino, Kona. The reason why it's Kona here is because there is a Shinoi, Hashem. This that also was the power of the Sefer. Right? Remember this from last week or 2 weeks ago, the guy from how long ago? But wait up, in the case of the carbon as well as the Shinoi Hashem, across your being Matish, and it goes from Chulin to Kachin. This is also a Shinoi Hashem. And this is also a Shinoi Hashem, the other major Kasha. This is Tosfos' Kasha, Tosfos' Kasha. Tosfos' Herod, Tosfos' Maskana said no. As you misunderstood, what's Tosfos' Maskana? Karbono. And you need the Be'ina Karbono B'Shas Shemakdish. And I asked, when we went to Tosfos the first time a week ago or so, what was the difference between the question versus the answer? What changes? What's the Havani, what's the Maskana? What conceptual mindset does Tosfos have in the beginning? And what does Tosfos have in the end? What's going on in this Tosfos? Why in the world would you have thought that Tosfos' Teretz is no good? This is also a Shinoi Hashem, and therefore the Kenyan should be Chal. And therefore, you know, Yehush, how it should be Kona. And it should be Mechaperes, the Karbana, the Karbana. And what changes with Lamaska? You with me? Steve, you hear the question? Sam, you with me? Good luck. Tosfos' question again. Wait up, how would you tell me that, of course, Tosfos' question is this has a Shinoi Hashem, and this has no Shinoi Hashem? How would you tell me the case of the Oros has the Shinoi Hashem, you have the Rabbin, you can't look at the Kappa. Seaborn doesn't have a Shinoi Hashem. When you're Makashin, it's a Shinoi Hashem. There's no difference. You want to know why it's different? Because when you're Makashin, that is the Shinoi Hashem, and we need to be fully yours before you're even Makashin, before you're even Makashin. In other words, the Hakrava has to take place while it's fully yours. It can't be that the Hakrava makes it fully yours. The Shinoi has to take place, Shinoi Hashem has to take place before your Makdashit, before your Makrabit. It can't be what makes it yours. That's how it's done. And we have pointed that, because what's the difference?
When you're Makdashit,
good. So one way of the difference is about the nature of Karbalah. How about Karbalah? The Havamina assumes that when you needed to be Shalom, what? As long as by the end of the process, the halich is yours, as long as at the end of the day it's your karban, that's considered a Shinoi Hashem and good enough. Kimash Malam, the requirement for karbanos is different. The requirement for shalom is not at the end, but rather the hakrava itself seems to be what needs shalom. It has to be yours even before your Makdashit. The Shinoi Hashem can't make it yours, the Shirei HaShem, as they place before it's yours. So it's got to be fully yours when you're mapping it. Not that the Hakrava makes it yours, and the Machlokas is, the Havani, the Machkan, the difference between the question and the answer, is all about the nature of Karbanos. This is, I think, the standard way of learning. However, conceptually speaking, there is another possibility to throw out there. I'm not sure if it's true or not, but it was a lot cooler when we discussed it some time back. In other words, conceptually, if you want to know as to whether or not the Shinoi Hashem has to be before or after to become Shalom, it may depend upon the nature of Shalom. What does halacha mean when it says Shalom? Does it mean it to be Shalom at the end or even in the beginning? Alternatively, Machlok may depend upon the nature of Shinoi Hashem. And this class is another thousand. You have to have two variables. But I want to know if, you know, Sholyat is strong enough to lift up the table or not. Moshe Kalman and I disagree as to whether or not he's strong enough. The Machlok depends upon how heavy the table is or how strong Sholyat is. If Shinoi Hashem does or doesn't make it Shalom, it may depend upon what Shalom requirement is there. It may depend upon what does Shinoi Hashem actually do. This mahalach, we explain. Could it depend upon how Shinoi Hashem works? We had thrown this out earlier on when we discussed the Hasidur at length today. We had two pathways which Shinoi Hashem does. Is it ambition? Or is it there, does it change? Does it change the Yesh? This could be the happening of the Maskana as well. And the Rebos I have. No, thank you for that. Yeah, sure.
The issue is that we're saying about how the problem is just to think of
correct. The Havamina thinks that they add on to each other, the two independent things. The Havamina assumes that as long as you get both, you're okay. As long as you get both, you're okay. And that's a problem because you're getting both when? Alternatively, we could still care about the self-value. Alternatively, we could argue the maskat is that if Shinoi Hashem changes the Yeish, what occurs really? It becomes yours when? Maybe even the Shas had Yeish back in T1. Meaning, since the Shinoi is not an addition, but rather it's an alternative mechanism, it could be retroactively the Yeish kicks in. When you do a Shinoi Hashem, retroactively the Yesh kicks in, and therefore we fulfilled our requirement of it being before the. No, my sentence right? What? Is there a way around? I'm not sure. I lost myself here. One second.
Right. There's other things.
And Maskar is that the Kenyan occurs at the Shas HaYesh because Shinoi strengthens the Yesh. Therefore, there was. What?
I think Maskar is that it's a. Is that.
No, no, no.
Well, how can you say one thing and resurrect the undead? Maskar is that not really two separate things and doesn't work to get both. That's what we said last week.
Is that right? But again, it's not
that. How can you say that one big thing, like cultural, is in the garage? And therefore, if you work retroactively,
correct.
Separate things.
Correct. Hey, that's the Havamin is that it really changes the. In other words, the Havamin is that. The Havamin is that what? The Havamin is correct. The Havamin is that the Yayush, the Shas HaYayush, you own the object. The Shino changes the Yayush. And therefore, the Yayush really is what allows them to take it. The Shino changes the object, which means retroactively the Yayush works. In which case, what? It really is before the. Exactly, it's before your mash. Your mash, it's two separate things along the lines of the Rambam, which would be what? Exactly. I mean, it has to be, in other words,
yeah.
And the goal is in the last sharp word, a lot more clever, the stem of the carbon thing is correct. Probably for two reasons. Number one is he can end up having posts no longer what she does, not like himself. And number two, if you look at the lashon of posts, which is more mashma in the words? Yeah, why, which word? Afal gav the chol alav hektish matnis shinu Hashem the ati hashda lo chazi lahakrav the beinan karbano b'shas shematnis. The chiddush is that what? Yeah, correct. Let's just sharpen the havdil a little stronger. Now, give you guys 30 seconds to think about it. What two assumptions is the havdil based upon? What two assumptions is the havdil based upon?
That she first is
by
Korban.
What?
First
Korban.
That
Korban
doesn't have necessarily.
The din of Shelo.
Okay.
What? Has to be Shalom Baso. Shalom Baso, right? That in the north has to be Shalom. If it's Shalom Baso, then there is a in your Kona. A. And B, what else?
B is that there are two
additional things. There are two things. And then, which really means therefore what? It is Shalom Baso. And if this is the case, there should be a Kenyan, and the whole point that Ula should be holding, it's Eno. These are thinking the two assumptions for the happening. He's right. I'm going back and just putting the larger picture together. Anyhow, no, I think he's doing good. I think theoretically one can have learned the half in two ways, but to see it's clear, both from textual perspective, as well as the Greek desire that from the she does so, one to be correct and one to not. The maskana, let's put it together. I'll say it clearly. The half is two things. Number one is that Shalom Basot is Kona, and good enough for Karbanos. Kona live. Karbanos, good enough. And number two is that when there's Yeyush and then Shinoi, it is Shalom Basot. The maskana can be one of two things. The fancier maskana that none of us like, even though it's sharp and clever, it doesn't work for those folks. Love to find
it. No, it does.
Hang on. Come out in the mask.
You just said it.
What?
You just said one thing.
He was trying to say that for one time at the beginning, that they're not going to be
the Havmina, sorry, you're right. We'll land both now this way because we'll think about the second. The first happy was that you need Shalom Baso. No, the answer is you need Shalom with Nei Ha Ha Rav. The other way to go is not only do you need Shalom Baso, but what?
We originally thought it as one thing and that it would work retroactively.
But we thought, right.
And then
we're Shalom Baso, and we know that they were
not false.
The point is, this happened to have a passion with me. It has to be wrong.
There are two ways to have Shalom in the beginning. Either we got the year before, or no, we agreed that it had to be years before. We thought it was one thing that worked retroactively, so we thought you had it before.
But
my problem is two separate things. It doesn't work. You got the second thing, and it doesn't work retroactively.
Let's work out the other way. Just try it.
You need both.
We have both. Right, you said
it has to be shalom asof.
You say shalom asof. No, so second one. The second.
Right. Here's the first stage. You're up first, right?
Shalom. The second stage is maybe the Ami is you know that you need shalom asof. And he said that as long as you have yish and you have rishos and you have shem rishos, so there's two separate things.
Correct.
As long as
you're right. You got it right. And therefore, that came shalom basof. And if these two are correct, you run into the problem, which is it's kone, and it should be eidor kone. Hang on, let's just try to work through. The maskana can work through. The maskana could be that shalom basof is now you need shalom in the beginning. And that's what's mashma from the lashon of Tosfos. And this is what we think the truth is. However, just to throw out the other possibilities, no, it's not the Emes, it's not the Tosfos. It is another Tosfos from Shas, who knows what. By the way, last time it looked like the Beit HaKnesset was a brush, and anybody with some language, you can try to look it up. Here, read it one talk. That's my word. I was trying to find someone else who said it, and I couldn't find anyone. The problem is, it's not really our next look. It's kind of like focus on the Kama and Daf Lamed, so he's over here. I looked at the Kama and Tosfos. Carefully, not as careful as I should have. Couldn't find anything there either. In any event, the other possibility, which is not true, which we believe is not the Shan Tosis, but to clarify what the truth is, is another possibility, even though that's not those is that really it's all what that the Yeyush, the Shinoi, Mishaneh, eh, Ayeyush. And therefore, what? Really, Bishas Hayeyush is not done. Everything occurs.
I think
you heard something. Yeah, I'm good. So I don't know how to and therefore.
I have a problem.
And then what? Hang on. And therefore, what? All the way back, what?
With your heard something, both Yush and Shemashem are working simultaneously, then. That doesn't work.
Even
though you have both things with you, but they work together. They don't work separately. Just because you have both, they
won't go. No, it's really what's in the Shinoi changes the Yeyush, and it's B'shas Hayeyush that becomes fully yours. If B'shas Hayeyush fully yours, then the din is Kone. That's the problem.
The thing is, it doesn't work simultaneously. The way Shinoi. I think
you're right, Jacob. What?
The way the Shinoi has works. It can only work if it doesn't have if it does only owner doesn't have a time at the same time. But here in this case it did work out the same thing it did.
So I think the nobody's gonna say one criteria we need to all share.
The
Shinoi reinterprets, it strengthens, it does and as the edge it changes the edge. It removes the block, it removes the block.
If both have the same time, so starting that thought of the way the purpose then would be fine. Meaning that you're only Yush, like you said, the Yush only works in time package and you need to do it before. I'm still stuck in the Ramadan's set.
It's definitely not much when you work on a
I know, I just want to figure out what is the second possibility after I'm testing it to without working now, I haven't got something to get together in the chart form. The chart form, I can't wait. So, okay, let's go.
Okay, I want to work through what I'm saying. According to the Ramadan, if you would have both Yush and Shinoi at the same time, you
know it. You would have Yush and Shinoi Hashem.
Same time. The Shinoi Hashem. As long as they both happen.
What we want to say over here is that the Shinoi Hashem changes the Yush.
One second. So this is not the problem. The if both just happen, as long as they happen, we're okay. It's good. Tosfos and Lamed would say that you have to first have a clear Yush, and then you have to have a clear Shinoi Hashem. Because Shinoi Hashem works off Yeyush. Now, if you're not having this clear differentiation of Yeyush and then Shinoi Hashem, and they're simultaneous, or it's Shinoi Hashem and then Yeyush, you're going to have an issue, and the Shinoi Hashem is not going to affect the Yeyush. It's not going to work.
That's my question. Where
does he get the
simultaneous?
I feel bad.
Again, that's why
I'm asking the word. It could just be you're saying the right ideas with the wrong words. That's what he's done. He just used the words I'm using to make it much more simple thing for me and everyone else. There are two ways Shinoi Hashem works. One way is it works in addition to the Yeyush. Number two is it changes the Yeyush. Those two possibilities we like to suggest are what's going on in Tosfos Havin and Maskan. The Havdin assumes that what?
That's an addition.
They're an addition, okay.
As long as both happen.
Now, as long as they both happen, you do the Yeyush happens first, the Shinoi happens later, and as you do the Shinoi, it becomes yours, and that is good enough for Karbanos, it's Kona, and that's why you have a Kasha. Okay, what's the Masakala? Now, either no, you misunderstood the halakha of Karbanos, the first assumption, it has to be yours before him, and therefore the Shinoi is no good, okay. Alternatively, what? The Shinoi has no halakhic significance, it's not viewed as anything independently, the whole goal of it is just to assist the Yeyush, and therefore when Yeyush comes, it really becomes the vows beforehand. Becomes the vows beforehand, and it becomes with the Shinoi, makes the Yeyush, the Shas HaYeyush, retroactively, the Shas HaYeyush, you become the full owner, and that's great. And that, yeah, I think it works. And that is why there is a Kenyan by.
You
don't
want
to be. No, I want to be joking. The Havdin says there is a Kenyan.
Well, it's not retroactive.
It has to be retroactive. That's the whole svar. Yeah. The whole svar is that the Shina Rishus occurs.
That's the correct answer.
No, just complete the action.
It makes the Yeyush. What's Kona? Is it that? Is it, what point in time? Yeah, what point in time does the Kenyan occur?
Yeah, yeah.
But the two possibilities are T1, whether it's Yeyush, and T2, whether it's Shinoi Hashem. Now, if it's a combination, when does the transition take place? At T2, at Shinoi Hashem. Because you need one plus two. When you get the last piece, then you're all one. If it's transformative, if it's changing, so the T2 basically changes Yeyush, and T1 you become. Can't you say that one more time? Hang on. Yeah, what do you got?
So, Tosus basically says that when you have.
Visual action. Now I'm going to spend 10 minutes tonight, maybe I don't have a clear head. So, I'll walk up and say the first thing for you without passing my real one.
So,
yeah, what?
Tosus basically says the Shinoi plays off the edge, and then makes it appear off the edge. Which
okay.
Means that when you have the Shinoi, the original Yeyush retroactively was good.
Good.
Therefore, you would have thought that you had Yeyush. You would have thought that you were Kona before you brought the Korban. Tosus says, really, that's not how it works. Really, like the Rambam, there's two separate things.
It makes sense. Just these are not two assumptions not working together, right? It's, the Havdin is really now one of two. It's not making much of an assumption.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
Two, eight,
the Havdin is one of two.
Then you can explain it my way too.
Maybe, I don't know. Hold on to your life. The Havdin is one of two.
Even
the Havdin is either about the nature of Karbanos, which means it by the sense the masculine is doing, alternatively, and they're not two assumptions together, they're separate.
Yeah.
Alternatively, maybe you need in the beginning the whole time through. Even the Havdin assumes you need to have the Hakrava. You're at the beginning. However, the Havdin is that you do have it in the beginning.
Yeah, and so
this is
the exact verse. The
Havdin
that you do have
it
in the beginning.
Yeah. This is going to be the
Havdin,
the second
half
of the
Havdin,
the
second half
of the
This is probably not correct. I'm with you. This is probably not what I like. Again, the words start not matching this way. Pressing it ends up going through. However, the one advantage is maybe you may want to learn this way. Like the reason why I'm being open. The math in that Friday one. Because the math in that Friday is kind of learning the process the way we learned the Rambam. Not the Gitzos way. If there is such a possibility, he's going to be the one to want to do this. I think we'll do it then. We got lost halfway. By the time I got it. You know, no one had, everyone lost the rest. But I worked on myself. I'll say it one more time quickly, and I'm going to get down to the Lima Jones. I got another minute. So, for the most part, it's in the early stuff. Sold it off to make the reverse special. There are two possibilities with the Havdin, the way I understand it. Number one is that you need, the standard one we all understand, the Havdin is that you need it to be yours at the end. The masculine, though, you need to be yours before your macrophage, yours to be macrophage. It's not that the carbon works, that, you know, the Torah says it has to be yours. It doesn't have to be yours by the time you've been done, it has to be yours by the time you start the process. Number one. Number two is that Even the question was fully aware that it had to be yours by the time of Hakrava, not just Basot, but even in the beginning. However, it was Haka fully yours in the beginning, before the Hakrava, because when you do the Shinoi Hashem, it makes it yours retroactively at the time of Yayish. The Masgan is no, it's two separate things, and therefore, you don't get it until the actual. Exactly. One second. That's probably it. One back.
Cool. Especially the other
side. I mean, this discussion is going to affect it somewhat. What's the problem? This whole mahala, the one that we like, assumes that what?
You hold the other side.
That they're two separate things.
Yeah.
Problem.
Because you rely on that being an issue.
We don't want that to be two separate things. But the whole way we're going to tell the whole house is talking about it now is that Tosus. I'm trying to work for the half. He's talking about the first 2 minutes of the shoe tomorrow. Sorry I spent the last 15 minutes and didn't get anywhere. Mitzvah Shem will try to do that first thing tomorrow.